This first prayer request is for Ron Thompson, who's having quadruple bypass surgery this morning. And he's the uncle of Leanne King, which is our music and youth pastor at Cheyenne. That's his wife. But also, Ron was baseball coach at Cheyenne in the 80s. Wow. And one of my kids posted a picture last night of three cheerleaders and Ron and two of the guys on the basketball team dressed as cheerleaders, a fun play that they were doing or something. He is a really great guy. And then we want to pray for the family of Bill Currie, who went to his final resting place this week. Bill was 72. And then the family of Ray Pickering, who also has gone to his final home this week at the age of 93. So he's lived a good, long life. And then heavy on, I'm sure, everybody's hearts and minds this morning are the families of those who lost their lives in Tulsa yesterday. Yes. So let's remember them. So unnecessary.
Yes. Father God, I come before you today. And Lord, I bring out these families from Tulsa again. Lord, we need your hand extended so much with the love that is so found inside of us. Lord, let us extend that love hand out to these families. Lord, let these families realize that the wings of the Holy Spirit are still encamped around them, and they're gathering them up and holding them. Lord, I pray that you would minister to their minds as well as to their hearts. Lord, you've told us throughout your scripture to guard the heart and the mind, Lord, so that we can be protected and known. Father, I pray that you just bless these families with great word and wisdom. Give them insight and understanding. But God, above everything, just linger in their heart with the Holy Spirit to help them to adjust to what needs to be done, God. And we will give you praise and glory as you continue to bring testimony out of evil. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray today for Ron Thompson, who's having a bypass surgery this very morning. Lord, I pray for the skills of the doctors and the skills of the nurses, the anesthesiologists. Lord, we just pray right now that those trained specialists will be on alert to do their very best in all things. Lord, I pray that you minister to him as he lies there. God, I pray for healing of recovery to be quicker than can even imagine. Lord, I pray that you bless him abundantly in Jesus' name right now. And Father God, I pray for the family of Bill Currie right now, who went to his final resting place. Lord, I pray for this family, Lord, that you would just minister to their mind and to their heart, bring them comfort, Lord, and bring them courage. Lord, courage to face on, courage to go on, courage to continue. And God, I pray for the comfort that passes all understanding right now, Lord, that they can feel that. Bill was 72 years old, Lord. That's an early age, early time. The grandfather, the uncle, the father, the brother, these family, Lord, I just pray that you bless them tremendously right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the family of Raymond Pickering too. God, this man lived a little bit longer, Lord. He had a good age, a good life, but still that family is hurting, and they know that he's gone on to be with you. But Lord, I pray blessings on that family today. Lord, as they unite together, as they come together to celebrate this crossing over day, Lord, I pray that you would just be with them and let this family be strengthened and let it grow strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
You know, I want to throw a little tidbit in about Currie's. Mm-hmm. Bill's folks had Currie's dress shop. It was upscale dress shop downtown Elk City. I don't know how many years ago that was, and I don't know if he helped there that much. But they had really nice clothes, and I probably still have a couple of those things because, you know, I can still wear things that Joe and I got married in. I wore my wedding dress to our granddaughter's wedding from when Joe and I got married 34 years ago. So I'm a keeper of things. If it fits, you know, styles don't bother me. I don't care what's in style.
Nope, that's okay. I don't think very many people do.
I do want to remind our listeners about the Indian Baptist Church here in Elk City that's having their camp meeting this week. It's at 7 o'clock in the evening. And the Indian Baptist Church is at 916 West 7th Street. And they have served breakfast at 9, so you missed that already this morning. But they serve supper at 5, and then they have their camp meeting at 7. Okay. And tomorrow night will be the last night of that. The pastor that is preaching at that.